Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our next guest is a former flight attendant and writer who has made a name for herself with her blog, Rants of a Sassy Stew, and her Facebook and Instagram accounts, Passenger Shaming, where she posts pictures and videos of people acting like all manner of a-holes on airliners from around the world. Please welcome, Sean Kathleen.
Hey, Miss Kathleen, how have you been?
I am great. How are you, Johnny?
I'm well. You guys, up over a million people on the Instagram account. You're just killing it.
I know. Isn't that crazy? And by the way, I was just thinking, can we trademark airplanes are a special place for a-holes
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, you should. It is a special kind of a-holes, isn't it? I mean, it really is.
It's a special kind of a-holes.
Yeah, because you can't get away from them. You have to be there. And, you know, and the laws are a little too strict for retaliation on airplanes, I think.
Exactly. And that's the thing. You're stuck up there. And keep in mind, crew, you know, we're in the same boat. I mean, I'm a former flight attendant, but, you know, the crew is stuck there, too. And, you know, when you get, you know, a-hole, random a-hole flight attendant or whatever.
Sure.
I'm like, listen, I get it with people, you know, of course, passengers being like, oh, my God, we're dealing with this a-hole today. But I'm like, I have to work with them for 4 days.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare. But, yeah, it's just the whole thing, like you said, you can't leave the aircraft. So you're just, we're all up there. We're held hostage.
Well, and it's the foot people, man. For some reason, as a kid, you're taught not to put your feet on your own furniture, let alone somebody else's furniture. And the fact they take their shoes off, and then you put your dirty, grubby feet on the bulkhead, on the back of the seat, straight up on the top. What would possess you to do that? Like, what kind of a hog are you?
I know. Well, you know what? Here's my thought. Could be wrong, but, you know, exactly. Like you said, kids, you know, we're taught not to do that. But they're like, well, hey, I paid X amount of money, so, you know, I'm entitled to do whatever I want. Plane, and I'm like, hey, you didn't pay $85 million for it. You don't own it. It's not NetJets. You know what I mean? Like, come on, you're on public transportation. So let's, like, all maybe agree to keep our feet and, you know, body parts to ourselves and keep them closed. That would be awesome.
Yeah. I saw a picture on your Instagram not that long ago, and the guy was asleep underneath two rows. So apparently there was nobody sitting, and he crawled in the under where your bag goes underneath your seat, and he was laying on the floor.
That's horrible.
Yes, I saw. I mean, that was obviously I saw it. I posted it, but like, oh my, I was like, how is that? There's like that bar under there, you know, that prevents your bag from going forward. And I'm like, that's got to be right in his bag. So he must have been really. I don't get it. But, yeah, that and then the feet, like, all up on, you know, bare feet, up on, like, headrests, you know, over somebody's. I don't know if you saw that one a couple days ago.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that one went.
It was in, like, people are crazy. I'm like, is it that hard to keep your socks on? What is so difficult?
And what makes you think
public transportation?
Yeah, you think that nobody's going to have a meltdown if you put your feet on my head?
Thank you. Like, what would you do?
Yes.
I would lose my.
Yeah.
You know.
Listen. You know what you do. Listen, we all feel the same way. It's a rough world out there, and I believe in a better, kinder place. But in the end, I do kind of feel like airport cops should have a little less to do with civil rights and a little more to do with hitting you with a nightstick if you're an a-hole.
Okay, I don't hate that idea as a former police officer at all. Don't hate it. Don't hate it. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's not that difficult. And, like, the dirty diapers, like, people who, you know, like, that are full and they just leave them there and just the whole thing I don't understand and I feel for you having to travel to New York because good luck. I mean, I'm just saying, like, there's going to be so many people out there. It's a nightmare. That's the worst time to fly.
Well, the good news with me is I'm not going to see family. We go every year And so if I get there in 2 hours, great. If I get there in six because there's a problem, that's fine too. I'll get there when I get there. I'm not, you know, I think what happens is, you know, almost every flight now is sold out. But come Thanksgiving, everybody's in a panic because they have to get there before Thanksgiving. So then the maniacs come out. Like everybody's screaming at the flight attendants or screaming at the gate agents or screaming at the girl at the ticket desk. And I mean, I've seen some meltdowns on, I mean, that's the stuff that, you know, that's the next great category for passenger shaming is because it's not just on the airplane. It's before you get on the airplane at the ticket counter. Oh my God.
Totally. I don't know. And we used to always say this, you know, the gate agents would come up and say, like, I don't know how you do it. And we were like, I don't know how you do it. Because if we're still on the ground and something happens, you know, where somebody boards and there's an issue or what have you, and you know how you see the videos where people are dragged off the plane. I mean, the flight attendants don't have to do that. You know, you contact the captain and they contact, you know, the appropriate people and then they come and do it, which some of which are gate agents. So I don't know how they do it. And P.S., I think it's, I thought, okay, listen, I thought it was common knowledge that flight attendants and gate agents aren't responsible for weather or mechanical issues or, you know what I mean? Like, what if it, like, the seat pitch of, you know, and how the airplane's configured. I mean, so I'm kind of like, I mean, we appreciate the fact that, hey, you think they're that powerful, but no, it's not a thing. And, like, kind of, you know, like you said, be nice to people. Like, it's not their fault they don't own United or Delta or JetBlue or whatever, right? You know, they don't, they're just the guy or girl that's there having to tell you this crappy news that they don't want to be in that position.
No.
Just like any other customer service. I feel bad.
Well,
it's a nightmare up there.
And don't fight the fight you can't win. We were coming back last year. That big storm hit Baltimore. We'd left New York City, got all the way to Kansas. We got it within 30 minutes of Kansas City, and they turned the plane around and went back to New York.
Oh.
And I was like, well, so my girlfriend, she's like, we'll go get in the line to talk about getting another flight. I go, no, look at, I go, do you see, look what's happening right over there. Mm-hmm. And there's already like a because the whole airport got shut down. I mean, everybody's flights got blown out. So I went, here's what's going to happen. Everybody's going to look for a hotel right now. Let's get back into the city. Then we'll get on. So we'll call from the Uber. But if you get in that line and that lady's already got the face because she just got dealt the worst hand possible. Everybody's mad. Everybody has to get home. Everybody needs a flight, and there's no possible way that that's going to happen. So I'm like, no, I don't need that.
Yeah, you're like, it's a blizzard. That's happened to me. I remember one time I was stuck in Philly, same thing, and this is as a flight crew member at the time, and we couldn't even find a hotel, you know, with our crew scheduling, and they were trying to, you know, find us a hotel, and that's when, you know, you see people sleeping all over the airport. It's like, nobody's going anywhere, so... You know, it is what it is. We kind of go with it, you know, go with the flow, roll with the punches, all that stupid stuff.
Yeah.
But there's nothing you could do. I mean, you know, it's not the gate agent's fault. It's not the flight crew's fault. I've had passengers say, can you just have the pilot, like, fly around, you know, the tornado or the thunderstorm? I'm like, no, you're good. You think we all have death wishes? Like, no, we're not going to do it. Not happening. Everybody wants to get home to their family.
How often did people try to get it on an airplane bathroom? Which every time I have that thought, you know, that the people do that, I think to myself, there's no way. If even midgets, even tiny, the littlest of people could not get it on in a bathroom that size.
Right? I mean, like, it's hard for just a regular sized person to sit in there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, every once in a while what happened, I just kind of just turned a blind eye because I'm like, if they're in there, the door's like, I don't really care.
Yeah.
That's just me. You know, it's not out in public. But that's when it's a problem when they try to do that stuff, you know, like under a blanket guy by himself under a blanket, which I've had. This is so bizarre. I've had three separate videos sent to me of that maybe within the last 3 weeks, like one a week for the last few weeks. And I'm like afraid to post them because I'm sick of Instagram. Even when I blur out stuff, you know, it's apparent what's happening. They don't always take really that kindly to that kind of stuff. So I don't know where to put it. But
first of all, why if you just can't make it through the flight without jerking off, why can't you go to the goddamn bathroom? Like, I mean, it's just...
Well, right, thank you. I thought that's what people did. I mean, and this guy, by the way, he was jerking off, and it was, the lights were on. I mean, it was during the day, the lights were on. I swear to you, the lights were on. It was a fully lit cabin, like midday, and just right there, like, hello, on an aisle. Oh, wait, he was on the aisle.
Jeez.
I'm first class. I was like, really? I can't. It kills me.
What,
like,
this
just
one?
Get up and go to the bathroom.
Yeah, this one. By the way, this Joel Trent guy, this is what he posts. I'll read you this quick. I just saw this morning on yours. To whom it may concern, I wish to make my voice heard. And my wife and I are smokers, and we have an addiction to nicotine. We must be able to treat our addiction. We've been scheduled for a flight from St. Thomas to Miami at 3. It was held up in Miami. Now we're not boarding until 6:30. We arrived at the airport at noon in order to get through security. There's no smokers lounge, and TSA will not let us exit the airport without being escorted by American Airlines personnel. When I approached their staff, I was told they could not escort us so we could smoke. It's a violation of ADA, as you are denying us the ability to treat our addiction, which we all know is a disease. And you know what? You can never fly again. You can never, ever fly again.
What? I mean, like, first of all, the D in ADA is disability. I don't think that's a disability.
No.
So let's start there, because you want to smoke a cigarette. And, get over yourself, dude. Like, I think I had posted that. I think that person had, that was their, their complaint to American
Airlines.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
On the Facebook page. Like, come on.
I'm an ex-smoker.
Really?
I mean, I remember that was not a fun thing. If you had to make a really long flight and you were used to smoking,
mm-hmm.
I get it. But I don't think it's ADA material. Oh, by the way, and because they wouldn't let them go out of security, which they would, you just can't come back
mm-hmm.
in. But they tried to play it like we were being held against our will in this airport, also known as unlawful detention. No, it's not. You clown. You clown.
Yeah, we were being held hostage by American Airlines. Get over it, sir.
Yeah, they already got your money. Trust me, they don't care if you fly or not.
Exactly. If you want to be an a-hole in an airplane, guess they're a business. They don't have. They're not obligated to allow you to fly. You can't board intoxicated. You can't be belligerent. I mean, there's a lot of things that are implemented by the Federal Aviation Administration. And I'm sorry, but if you want to fly commercially, you got to follow the rules. It sucks sometimes. But by the way, grab some nicotine gum. I don't know. I'm sure there's some nicotine stuff you can do. I don't know.
Yeah, of course.
Throw a patch on.
Tell me that, because I always wonder, and I don't smoke anymore because I quit 15, 20 years ago. The vaping stuff, does it really trigger the smoke detector?
I'm not aware of it. I know that, let's put it this way. I know people do it. And they do it clandestine. They'll just kind of go in there and do it. I know of people who do, and I don't mean only nicotine either. So,
right.
I haven't heard of that, but I haven't been flying for a number of years either. So I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard of any huge, incidents with that happening. I mean, I know that they're not allowed on aircraft at all, and I know that because I just flew recently a few times. They do ask you that, like, do you have an e-cigarette or something? I don't know, they ask you because I guess they blow up or something.
Yeah, the batteries get too hot.
Fire.
Sure. Yeah, that's,
so
I'll tell you what, I'll take a picture of next time. I've not seen it on your site yet. Was the next time we fly to New York, and it happens every time, my girlfriend's, the bag inside her carry-on will get yanked out of it, and she'll go to the little secondary place, and they ask her what's in the bag, and she's forced to tell them, those are dildos and sex toys.
Oh, my God. And they've seen the worst of the worst, though. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
People have seen everything. I used to panic, when I would go through as a crew member, and I'd have my electric toothbrush,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, it would turn on, and I'm like, oh, they're going to think that. I mean, obviously they can see it, but I'm just kind of like, oh God, but then I'm like, who gives a shit? I don't care. It's fine.
What do you care? Yeah, no, we got yanked for a big bottle of lube once. It was in my bag. And the lady goes, oh, you can't have this. And I go, huh? Okay. I go, and I told her the truth. I go, look, that's really not a problem for me, but her weekend is going to suck.
Louis C.K. had that on his show. There was a whole episode with him going through TSA, and he had lube, and it was a whole thing. And he was like, I haven't, and I need to, and I'm going out of town, the weekend, and I do these shows. And she was, the TSA agent was like, okay, you guys, he needs it. Let him have it. Oh, God. God.
Yeah, well, it's
That's
fine.
So true. Listen, so true. I'm like, come on, like, make the passengers happy. It's fine. Let them keep that stuff. I don't think they're going to blow up the plane. They're just going to New York to have fun. It's all good.
Sure. Passengershaming.com, by the way. And if you are flying and you get a great photograph of someone being a tool, it's just, this is what you want to do. Just send it to passengershaming.com. Join them on Instagram, over 1 million followers, and just follow because it's genius. It really is. If you travel, if you get on a plane, if you just enjoy seeing the worst of the worst, this is you know, the Walmart people come to fly. It is brutal. It is a brutal, brutal assault.
I just posted a video of two guys having a window shade war.
Yes.
Going back and forth, literally up and down. And it was like, really? Two grown men. Cool. Okay.
Oh, I had it happen to me. I had a guy reach in front of up to my window and shut my window shade. And I was like,
what this was.
And I just went, oh, okay, fine. You know what? Maybe it isn't this. I just said, I tried to breathe for a second because, I mean, it was awkward because he had to stick his hand all the way past into my area and shut my shade down. And I went, I'm just gonna let it happen. I'm done.
Exactly what this guy did. I guess evidently they had to have, you know, some airlines will ask that, you know, that you have the window shades up, you know, and open for descent. They were descending, you know, for when you land for emergency, you know, safety reasons, because we want to be able to see outside of the cabin if there was an emergency, and then have emergency people being able to see inside, you know, if something were to happen. Mm-hmm. So a lot of airlines will ask for that. And I think that was the case. But the guy in the back, who, by the way, was a total a-hole, was like, he just kept lifting. I got, he reached his arm up through there, just like you said, and was like, really? And he was videotaping the whole thing. I'm like, you're just going to videotape yourself being a jerk? Like, I don't know. It was bizarre. But yeah.
People are magic.
If you just follow Passenger Shaming on Instagram, you're just going to see it. Don't hate me. I'm just saying. Don't hate me. Don't shoot the messenger.
Listen, always, always great to hear your voice, Sean Kathleen. PassengerShaming.com.
Likewise.
And again, I'll be in New York over Thanksgiving. If you're anywhere near, man, let's all catch up and we'll get some drinks or something to eat.
Exactly. I'm going to be there early December, so... I'll miss
you. All right, then. Well, listen, let us know everything that happens. Like I said, I check it out on Instagram every single day.
Oh, thank you. I check on yours. You know I follow you, and thank you so much for having me. I always love it. Coming on here is great.
Hold on. Stay there. You got her? I'm always happy. I don't know what the weird adult thrill is because I love her website and I love her Instagram account.
She's got such a great sense of humor about things.
When
too.
She likes one of my things, I'm like,
I did a good.
I don't know what you call that as an adult, but I guess we still seek approval no matter how far we get along in life.
By the way, I spent a minute watching the shade war between these two grown adults that she was just describing. You could sit there and be mesmerized by people going at it. At the window of the airplane, just up, down, up, down. I think I had to reach backwards to get to it.
You would have had to be so much larger of a man than me for me to have that moment with you. Yeah. Otherwise, the next time you stick your arm up there, I'm going to clamp down on your wrist and be like, now we were going to fly like this today.
Can you imagine if you start sticking your pen back there like you're going to poke him?
Yeah. At that point, you just turn around in your seat and you just look at the guy. And go, I swear to God, we're both going to get off this plane in a minute. You know that? We're both getting off the plane. I'm following you to the parking lot, so you're clear. On this. Or you turn around and he's a giant, you're like, oh my goodness, let me shut that for you.
I thought that kid was still behind me. I'm so sorry.
That's the other thing. Oh, I thought you were gonna be a much lesser man.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.